Good morning and greetings to you all in the precious name of Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Good to see Uncle and Auntie back. And Eshuke naam pe pranam Uncle, Auntie Ji. I'd like to bring again this morning the Psalms from David's Psalm 37. Please turn with me to Book of Psalm, chapter 37. Psalm chapter 37, we'll read verse 1 to 9, and then we'll read from verse 23 to verse 40. Psalm chapter 37, verse 1 to 9, and verse 23 to 40. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass, and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. Verse 9, for the evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. We shall move to verse 23 of the same chapter. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his ways. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I have been young, and now am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He is ever merciful and lendeth his, and his seed is blessed. Depart from evil and do good, and dwell for evermore. For the Lord loveth judgment, and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved for ever, but the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land, and dwell therein for ever. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. The law of his God is in his heart. None of his steps shall slide. The wicked watcheth the righteous and seeketh to slay him. The Lord will not leave him in his hand nor condemn him when he is judged. Wait on the Lord and keep his way. He shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. I have seen the wicked in great power and spreading himself like a green bay tree. Yet he passed away, and lo, he was not. Yea, I sought him, but he could not be found. Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. But the transgressors shall be destroyed together. The end of the wicked shall be cut off. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. My loving, gracious Heavenly Father, Almighty God, my Creator, Maker of heaven and earth, Father, we want to thank you for being our provider, our protector, our shield, our glory, and the lifter up of our head. Father, Lord, I pray thee and ask thee for thy mercy and grace upon me to open this word and strengthen each one of us to our hearts, that we may trust and wait upon thee. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Just to check whether you were with me while I was reading. This is a Psalm of David. When is it likely David would have written this Psalm? When he was young, or when he was old, or when his uncle knows it already? when he was old. Why do you say that?
Because in verse 25 it says, I was young and now I am old.
Yes. Thank you, Uncle Indraj. Yes, it's clearly, David is clear there. He wrote it when he was old. And we've been studying on characters. And David is a very unique character, isn't it? I wouldn't be sharing on David's character today. But he has extreme. We read a psalm this morning, and he had the heart of God to worship, bring the praises. Many of the psalms are praise and worship, but this particular psalm, I felt, is a sermon of instructions. In his old age, of much experience, of he had very young, he was a man of faith. He fought Goliath, isn't it? Very young, and he used to inquire the Lord when he used to go to war, but there were many failures, many shortcomings. He failed utterly. He became a murderer. He became an adulterer. But one thing we learned from David is he always trusted the Lord. He trusted in God's mercy. He trusted in God's grace. He knew that God is so gracious and so merciful that he can wipe out all his sins. And David was writing this psalm as an encouragement, as an instructions. He starts this psalm writing, fret not. And I didn't know what is the meaning of word fret. And I opened the dictionary. I thought it is fear not. But it means worry not. Be not annoyed. It is in this life we worry a lot, don't we? We get annoyed. And David takes back. We get easily annoyed with people around us who try to affect our lives with wicked ways, who are not in good relationship with us. And you may look at them and you may get worried in your workplaces, in your daily life, in your neighbors. David is just saying, don't worry about them. And he reminds people who are wicked, people who don't have peace, who don't have life, who do not know the Lord, who are they? They will vanish. They don't have eternal life. They don't have... He says in verse 35, I have seen a wicked great power and spreading like a green bay tree. Yet he passed away and lo, he was not. Yea, I sought him, but he could not be found. I again try to see what is a bay tree. You know, anyone knows what is a bay tree is?
Like we have here in Australia, Moreton Bay Fig.
Yes. Yes, uncle. I saw a few pictures. It's pretty big, bushy tree. And one of the things, they call it evergreen tree as well. I read it. And they shine, and they're pretty, the leaves are very green and shiny, but yet they will vanish because they're no more. Because if they don't have life, if they don't have Jesus, if they don't have righteousness of Christ, none can make the journey. None can inherit the land which the Lord has given us. So David takes us back. The key words of this passage, trust in the Lord. Brother Praveen shared most of my passage this morning. Trust in the Lord. And sister was bringing a nice thought today, Sarah, that how she trusted in the Lord and how the Lord provided Lily so many dresses and clothes. And we remember that chapter. The Solomon's glory was such a glorious thing happened. The King Solomon, when he was in glory. But yet, if you see just a flower of a lily, it is so glorious that none of that, the glory of the lily flower, which God created, God said is not comparable to the glory of Solomon. So that's why Sister Sarah said, I named her as Lily, and God provides. Trust in the Lord. And do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself in the Lord. Commit your ways to the Lord. So psalmist is saying, just rest in the Lord. He will do it. He will bring it to pass. Whatever the promises have been given to you, he shall bring it to pass. He shall never fail. I've been old now. I've seen many people's life. But as he says, he gives one testimony that I haven't seen a believer, a righteous man, begging for bread. God will give what we need. The little righteous has is much blessing than what the riches of the a wicked person. A little righteous has is much enough. This morning, I'd like to, the Lord's burden for me to share is waiting on the Lord. One of the things we notice in this chapter is many times Psalmist says, wait upon the Lord. We see verse 7, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. We see verse 9, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. We see verse 34, wait on the Lord and keep His way, and He shall exalt thee to inherit the land. Waiting upon the Lord. Waiting is, we know many of us have waited for so many promises. As I bring this thought, we all have promises, don't we? God gives many promises in this life. One promise we all combinedly have is we look for that righteousness by faith through the Spirit. Galatians 5:5 says we wait by the Spirit for the righteousness by faith. We all have this hope looking for our Jesus and waiting for the Lord. But in this life also, we get many promises from God. The promises to do something, to go to a job, to apply PR, to apply, have a child. But many times we have to wait. Just remember, anyone had to wait for a long time. Sometimes the promises God gives, you have to wait for a long time, isn't it? Sister Mayuri was sharing about Abraham. His promise was what age? At the age of 75 years old. Did it happen in the age of 76, 77? We read that it happened nearly 25 years later. Abraham's promise was given. It was accomplished. We see the story of Joseph. You know, he had a dream that all his brothers were bowed down. He had a picture of, plants bowing down. How many days, years did he take? He had the promise. He had taken that promise to the heart. But it took a while. He probably could have, he could have been worried. Is that real? But Joseph believed in that promise. And it took nearly 13 years or so plus to have that promise accomplished. Look at Moses. God gave him a promise. It took years and years and years. 40 years in kingdom, 40 years in wilderness. And that promise that people, he will deliver the people of Israel. 40 years. Moses took the promise to the heart. As I was meditating upon this waiting, it took back to me one day. The longest day, just one day I waited, is to just get out of the people who had kidnapped me. I was just in a room, wanted to just get out of a room. And I was waiting and waiting and waiting. When you wait, your faith, what your promises are, if you don't trust, if you get weaker and weaker, you may get cold, heart may get cold, and you may lose that hope which the Lord has given. You may get angry. David said here, verse 8, cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself, worry not thyself in any wise to do evil. Anger, losing hope, and doubts, they all can paralyze our spiritual faith when we wait. We know, I prayed for Brother Sanjeev. He never gave up. He waited. He waited, waited, waited. And the Lord was faithful for your prayers. As we look at waiting on the topic, if we don't trust the Lord, we cannot wait upon the Lord. The first thing is trusting the Lord. It's a beautiful, that's why Jesus said, when the little children are coming to Him, and disciples stop, suffer them not. The kingdom of heaven is such. When I look at Lily and Jerusha and Joanna, Jacob, Caleb, and little Joanna, and all singing song with little faith, or even trusting our parents, little Jasper just stressed, Praveen and Stella is totally committed. When I was a little baby, when I didn't know, when I was a child, I just trusted my parents. I know, but when I get my conscience to be independent, to be self-determined, to be self, I lost that confidence. I trusted myself. Whatever I want to do myself, my own way. Psalmist is saying, trust the Lord. Commit your ways to the Lord. I must admit, I like driving when I'm in the driving seat. When Deepika is driving, I'm always careful, you know. You're in a passenger seat and you're not in control. And I get, you know, worried. Oh, she's a good driver, praise God. But our lives, when we gave it to the Lord, knowing the Lord who made heaven and earth is in control of your life. David knew that he knows the number of hairs. We've been so precious. Have we given him? He should be in the driving seat, isn't it? Not me. Trusting the Lord. As I was looking at waiting, first is trusting. The second is committing. Many times, as we know, we fail. We know that our heart is cold. What do we do? David is saying, commit your say to the Lord. Come to prayer. If we don't have a prayerful life, we will fail waiting. That's the first thing. If we don't pray, if we don't spend time with the Lord, we can easily lose that confidence. We can easily, because prayer is such a precious thing God has given us. Any time, any moment, God says He's our mediator. We can come any time to His presence. What encourages us in our walk? The Word of God, the prayer with this, communicating with God. For me, these two things, and the fellowship with His people, and the Spirit of God, which is in us, which is our comforter. If these things all had to be working, the Spirit and the promises, we all need to be warm, isn't it? So keeping ourselves warm and being confident of what God has given us. Hebrews says like this. Please turn with me to Hebrews chapter 10. Verse 35. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. Cast not away thy confidence. I still remember as I went back to India after doing my MBA, I was very confident that I got a business degree, I'll get a great job, I had pride in me. But as the Lord started to working with it's a long story, but in India the economy went down because of US attack in 2001. And I gave 53 interviews in 6 months for just going to companies and coming back. My confidence went down and down and down as I waited for just a simple job. Confidence is such an important thing that we never cast not away your confidence. Psalmist says, Psalm 27, please turn with me to Psalm. Brother was sharing about verse 6 of Psalm 26 to that. After 6, we see that Lord that saveth anointed, he will hear him from his holy heaven. Psalm 7 says, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord. You know, Proverbs 21:31 says, Proverbs 21:31 says, The horse is prepared against the day of battle, but safety is of the Lord. You may have everything. You may have put your confidence on your own self, on your things you have acquired, on your houses, on your properties. If you don't have your confidence with God. Psalm 62 says, Book of Psalm 62, verse 10 says, trust not in oppression and become not vain in robbery. If riches increase, set not your heart upon them. If riches increase, set not your heart upon them. We need it in Timothy, we read, the money is the root cause of many evil. You know, set our eyes upon the Lord. May our eyes be focused on the heavenly calling. And may we be content with what the Lord has given and trust in God. Verse 8 says, 62, trust in Him at all times. At all times. Pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for sinners. Do we trust Him just today? Do we just trust Him when we are in difficult times? Or when we are everything is going good? Trust Him at all times. All times. Psalm 125, 1 says, Psalm 125, 1. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, on which cannot be removed, but abideth forever. They that trust in the Lord as a Mount Zion. You know, if you want to be confident and be at peace, I cannot be at peace with my anything else other than the Lord. There's a verse that says in Jeremiah 17:7, blessed is the man who trusteth in the Lord, whose hope the Lord is. It is a blessing to each one of us to trust in the Lord. Now, when we look back, I was sharing about waiting involves trusting. And trusting and committing and coming to the will of God, seeking to the will of God. David knew this. Whenever he went to war, one of them, 1 Samuel 5:19, we read that when he wanted to go to have a war with Philistine, he inquired the Lord. He inquired, shall I go, Lord? Shall I? And we need to learn to whatever we do to seek His will and then wait upon His will and His time. As we look at patience, he said in Psalm 37, we read, wait patiently, isn't it? Many times when we wait, if you look back, all your promises, let's look back, think about where you had waited and you already got your promise accomplished. You know, I can look back many things. I waited for many things, but the Lord gave me, answered me. If many times I was impatient, you know, I agree, I lost my patience. James says like this, please turn with me to James chapter 5, verse 7. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waited for precious fruit of the earth, and had long patience for it, until he received the early and the later rain. But he also patient establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord dwelleth high. Some of your version may say, as a farmer, waited for the best fruit, isn't it? Just imagine a farmer, he has to till the land, put the seeds. Is that it? The fruit will grow. He has to wait on the rain. He has to depend on the nature, the perfect time the rain has to come, the perfect time, everything has to happen. Sometimes it doesn't happen. Does he give up the job? Does he leave it? Paul said to Timothy, be a farmer. Remember, be a soldier, be like a farmer. Hard work comes. You may be praying for someone. You may be praying for your families to share a gospel. You may be waiting for something. Never give up. Continue as a farmer. Keep sowing in hope. We are doing, coming 14 December, we're having a gospel outreach. Our heart is to reach to the people of unreached. We sow in hope. We pray and ask the Lord's blessing. If the God has given me and you a promise, we just don't say, I have an exam. I won't study. God has given me answer. I'll pass. You have to prepare for yourself. Same like the farmer prepares the land and wait for the rain. You prepare and you wait. You do what you had to do and you pray and you wait with hope, with patience, and you never give up. I know many people here waited for something. I know a brother who waited 10 years for a child. He prayed. He did not give up. He knows he wanted the Lord to have mercy. After 10 years, that brother had a child. You know, so God can hear our prayers. The widow woman who came to the king time after time, she had one thing, I believe, was she had faith that king one day will grant her. In the same chapter we read, when the Lord comes, will the Lord see faith? So brothers and sisters, as the Lord word of God reminds, David's message is, worry not. Be not be annoyed about things of the earth. Be not be envious of people around you, you know, people who try to overcome you, who are prosperous. Don't worry about them. Disciples were very happy when they cast out the demons. You know, they had the power to overcome the spirits and they were very high. Jesus said, rejoice not in this. Rejoice because your name is written in heaven. Your name is written in heaven. So the psalmist is saying, as we wait upon the Lord, blessed are the meek, they shall inherit the earth. The Lord has a blessing, not only in this land. I had this question, the question opened to me in this chapter. What is David saying? Is David saying, I'm going to be blessed in this land if I wait, if I've been patient? I asked Deepika, what do you think? And then we saw in the New Testament, Jesus said in the Beatitudes, blessed are the meek, they shall inherit the earth. It's very clear the Lord was not just speaking about this earth. God is speaking is our inheritance. Upon this earth which we have right now, God has prepared, He's preparing a place for me and you right now. And He's going to come back. And those who are faithful, we know that many times, who have been faithful walking, He'll make them rulers over many things. He'll inherit the new earth, many new things, God, age after age, the Lord has shown, stored for each one of us. May we set our eyes upon that. We may have little things on this earth, as David said. We may have little richness, but it's better than having richness of what wicked people have. They all perish. But we have precious, which will never perish, which is our hope in Christ Jesus Christ. Because He's the only one who is faithful, as Brother said. What a friend we have in Jesus. If we trust a man will fail. It is better to trust in God than man. I will fail, people will fail, but one thing will never fail is your hope in Jesus Christ. That will never fail. That's why Galatians 5:5 say, we wait by the Spirit for that righteousness by faith. The just shall live by faith. We shall live by faith, not by sight. Never give up. As we know, Job, one of the great characters in the Bible is Job. For different reasons, many good characters. This character speaks about Job because Job waited patiently. He was steadfast. We all know about the story of Job. Many trials, many failures, but he never gave up. He held on. So the Hebrews says like this in chapter 10, verse 23, Hebrews chapter 10. Verse 22. Let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for He is faithful that promised. Let us consider one another and provoke unto love and good works, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together as a manner of some, but exhorting one another so much the more as you see the day is approaching. Many times we read in Bible, lay hold You know, we see, let us draw in full assurance. I always get lifted up when I hear that song of Franny Crosby, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. With full assurance, have this walk. She was blind from the child. She didn't know anything. But one thing in her heart, she had that hope, is Jesus is mine. You know, this is my story. I wait, perfect redemption, perfect delight. She delighted in the Lord. If you remember Psalm 37:4 of this portion, psalmist said, delight in the Lord, he shall bring the desires of thine heart. The psalmist is calling each one of us, what is our delight? I'm not talking about delight ice cream, when we enjoy having a chocolate ice cream. Delight is taking pleasure in something you like, isn't it? You may like to go to a certain place. You know, you have your favorite spot in Australia, Sydney. You take pleasure in it. You delight to go there. You may delight in some sports. Gee, are we delighting in the Lord? Are we taking the joy in His presence? In His joy which is given to us, are we enjoying Him? As we enjoy Him, as verse 23 says, the good man's ways are ordered by the Lord, and He delighteth in us also. When we walk with Him, when we trust Him, when we commit ourselves and seeking His counsel and walking with Him, psalmist is saying, the Lord will also delight in you. Psalmist's heart was this, what did He delight? Book of Psalms 27, verse 4. Book of Psalm 27. Verse 4. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple. What a beautiful hope, a desire, zeal of Psalmist David to spend time with the Lord, to be in His presence. He's writing as if he knew one day the Lord, we will be His temple. He's writing clearly, exactly, he will inquire of the Lord. I mean, he's also writing about the time we'll spend in eternity with the Lord. So Psalmist's heart was this. I end up with this last verse, Psalm 20, same chapter, verse 27, verse 14. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and He shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Repeat, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Brother Praveen was bringing this thought of the eagle. Isaiah we read, even the young who are strong will fail. But when we wait upon the Lord, as eagle, you know, waits and gets the strength, then we can fly. We had to wait upon the Lord, trusting on the Lord. When we wait, we also had to wait for His time. We can't ask question when, why. Instead of that, we wait and trust for His time. We know that song, in His time, He makes all things beautiful. Because Lord wants to bless us. It's nothing to give us what He wants. The greatest thing He's doing in our life is He wants to give us much more blessing than even you can think of, which He's preparing our hearts. When I wait patiently upon the Lord starts to work in my heart many things. And He's predestining us to the image of His Son. So may we wait upon the Lord, trust in the Lord, and continue the good works committing to Him. Let us pray. My loving, gracious Heavenly Father, thank You, Father, for this beautiful morning You gave us, Lord, to worship the living God who provides us all things according to the riches of Thy glory. Father, we praise You and honor You for being our provider, our sustainer. And thank You, Lord, for the promises You've given to each one of us. And the greatest promise, Lord, to the assurance of great salvation, our righteousness, our coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, help us to watch and waiting upon the Lord, trusting you at all times and delighting in thee and giving praises in honor. And Father, we ask your mercy and grace upon each one of us, and thank you for this time. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen.